Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Adrian Hernandez and Lindsey Brown, the Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
God, what a banger! The Veronicas, you know, the vibe is real.
The Veronicas, are they twins?
Forever. No, I think they're just sisters. I go, ooh, ooh, you go, ah.
Oh, snap.
Ah, la, 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 ah, la, la. You want to go to that Pac-12 tournament?
I kind of do.
Well, I got a 4-pack of tickets. Not for you, because we have other avenues into getting in the building, but we got to give them away. Because the 2022 Pac-12 men's basketball tournament is going to be live at T-Mobile Arena March 9th through the 12th. These passes were given away not just for one game. For all the games leading up to the championship game, if it's Arizona State or Oregon or UCLA or any of the other names of schools in that conference that nobody cares about, except unless you buy these tickets and you don't even need them because they're going to be for free for caller 10 right now, right? Or are we having a call at the end of the segment?
We're going to wait till the end of the segment. We're teasing
right
you.
Right now, but have the number ready.
In a matter of moments.
702-733-5968. Don't call yet!
But yeah, like Nick in Summerlin. Minutes. No, shout out to Nick from Summerlin who won yesterday.
Yeah, shout out to Nick. Shout out to Tommy and Stevie and Dewey and all of the
we're in Boston.
Band of Merry Men. Yeah, well, Boston's coming to us today, my friend. And you can smell the sewage.
Yes!
That's right. Brad Marchand is in town, people. The Boston Ooh. Bruins, exactly. He would probably, if you knew who he was, and he knew that you didn't know who he was, he would make sure to let you know who exactly he is, because he is a very big deal for this Boston Bruins team, and a team that has been running pretty well as of late, Adrian. They're actually on a little bit of a road trip. They were winning 5 straight until that win streak was snapped on Monday against the Anaheim Ducks. This season, the Bruins are 16-8-3 in the road. They're actually better when they're visiting other people's barns. And there's some familiar faces on this squad as well, Adrian. We have Eric Haula, who has kind of revamped his entire career on that second line between Taylor Hall and David Pastrnak. We usually associate basically one grouping of players when we talk about the Bruins, but they've been able to diversify their lineup, especially over like the All-Star game-ish, Adrian. They had a lot of COVID problems. Brad Marchand was suspended. And so they had to experiment, and they had to break up that perfect line that was Bergeron, Marchand, and Pastrnak that was so offensively prolific. But here's the thing. Hockey can't just be one line that's so top-heavy. Since they've diversified, they've actually gotten better. And you have players like Eric Haula buying into playing a different style of game that they've always kind of been apprehensive to in the past. Like, Haula's always been a guy who fashioned himself as a really skilled player, but has never really been given the role or the opportunity to do it. And for him to be playing on the second line, that means he has to backcheck. That means he's going to have to get grimy. And he's doing it now that he has some line mates that, at least in his mind, I think he finds worthy of that. And then you have Bergeron and Marchand up at the top with Jake DeBrusk, who is, yes, still requested a trade, but had a hat trick on Monday and is riding quite the point streak himself. But this is a very top-heavy skilled group. But here's the thing, Adrian. They don't give up a lot of shots. There's not a whole lot of challenges, at least the rate of challenges, for one Mr. Jeremy Swayman, who we think is going to be in between the pipes tonight. He is their young netminder of the future, and pretty sure the only guy wearing number one in the league. But this is a guy that really, I don't want to say struggles, his challenge as a netminder is focused on his depth management and not getting too far out of his crease. We talk about this with Robin Lehner all the time, but with him it's for different reasons, because when you're younger, it's easy for that internal clock to get sped up, for you to get overly excited, for you to get yourself out of position, especially when you're not seeing as many shots. All of a sudden, that thing could look like the smallest beach ball of all time, especially if you're not feeling fully integrated in. And so if the Golden Knights are willing to be patient tonight, Adrian, and not get overly frustrated as they were starting to the other night against the Sharks, and wait for their opportunities and execute, they're going to be able to have a chance, a very good chance to win this game tonight. But this is a very, very strong team in the Bruins. And as I said, they're really good at making sure that you don't get pucks through. They block a lot of shots, and they're really good at creating offense off the faceoff. They also shoot a lot of pucks themselves. But it's still going to be a very, very tall task for Golden Knights as we've gone through the lineup ad nauseum. I'm assuming it's probably going to look somewhat similar to what it was the other night. But when you have the talent reallocated through this forward group, when you have Charlie McAvoy having the season that he is with one of the Riley brothers on that top pair, they can keep this game low and really dictate the pace. And even if they're not the ones in fully control, they're going to be okay with that too. And that's just, every team has a different psychological profile that makes them up. I'm really interested to see how this faceoff coverage goes tonight, though, because the Golden Knights have been taken advantage in that area, and they have to be really careful about not getting taken for a ride and then not being a screen and those traffic cones in front. Because sometimes it's about staying in position so you can pick up your mark, but then you just end up getting in the way and of the eyes of your goaltender. But Boston loves to cycle up and off the wall, and this is a great kind of test water for Jack Eichel and seeing how his prolificness in the dot is at this current juncture, as he's about five games into his career here with the Golden Knights. I mentioned we got to get in defensive shooting lanes. Bruins are most effective getting the puck through in the league, but have a very low shooting percentage, aka they shoot tons and give up very little. They score a lot off of rebounds too, Adrian, 21% of their total offense. So Robin Leonard's in the net, that's great. We just got to make sure that those rebounds and that those scrums and those bodies are on the right side of the net, on the side where the shot just came from, not an open ice. And the Golden Knights will have to take a very big initiative to pick up loose bodies, especially when you have stats being released on Twitter earlier today saying that basically Shea Theodore and Alex Pietrangelo are two of the defensemen in the league, the top defensemen in the league, that offer the least when it comes to playing defense.
That's not
in
good.
Games, yeah, like of like what wins above average, and it's like some BS stat, but it all ultimately equates to they like to step up in the play, and so they leave a forward to play their defensive position, and then they get scored on more often. It's not directly their fault because they're not the ones messing up, but it is their fault because they've taken themselves out of the position to make the play. And sometimes it's worth it when you can generate the offense and you can get those shots through. But as I mentioned, they are very good at disrupting and getting in your way. Do not get pissy if the Bruins are controlling the play. As I mentioned, patience is a virtue. It is something that they were going to have to bring to their toolbox tonight. They spent a lot of time with the pucks on their sticks. Vegas hates not being in control, and they will have to play opportunistically tonight because there won't be very many grade A chances. So execute early so we don't start hating ourselves.
I also think Boston might be coming in here kind of upset with their last game. Trevor Zegras getting them. 22 yeah. seconds left.
Yeah.
And it was a cup, like they were down. Like Boston came back to tie it and then to give it up with 20 seconds left.
Yeah, it's almost like that Montreal Winnipeg game the other night where Winnipeg was up 4-0 and then it was 4-4 and then they ended up winning by four goals anyways, which it was the first time that has ever happened in the NHL.
Can I ask you about, like, so Boston being underneath the Maple Leafs? Did I hear something about, like, did the Maple Leafs get booed off the ice or, like,
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of Canadian teams getting booed off the ice at different junctures of this season, but
because I know this is important for because they're in the thick of it too as well. Like nobody's comfortable in this matchup.
Absolutely. And Toronto, I mean, like Austin Matthews is on a tear and they're looking for blood in Toronto right now because Jack Campbell, their netminder's been pretty spotty the last few weeks, and so they're obviously pretty worried considering that even when their goalies are playing well, they can't get out of the first round. But you lose 5-1 to Buffalo last night. Buffalo is one of the worst teams in the NHL. Yeah, people are going to be pissed, but that's also coming off of three straight wins, which followed three straight losses ahead of that. So they're probably just looking for some more consistency. And that's why, even though they're ahead of the Bruins in the standings, we all know, especially when we're talking about the Bruins and the Maple Leafs, that don't mean S until we get in the playoffs. Because Phil Kessel was there. He'll never forget in his life. They were up by three goals in the third period. By third period, Adrian, and they lost. in overtime. It was the worst collapse that Boston has ever seen.
Oh, Meg.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you had to go through that, Meg.
Meg's in a little bit of a hiatus.
She should be excited. Mark Wahlberg's in theaters right now.
Marky Mark.
Robin Leonard and getting comfortable, is there a little worry about that? With
well,
obviously, this is the second game back.
Lesser comfort level in this game than there was the other night. I mean, I mentioned yesterday McKenna's take on his gapping out and how I thought he was a little bit overly aggressive, but it was more indicative of the defensive coverage for the Knights. If they're spending a lot of time in the D zone and the Knights zone, it's going to be a different comfort level because we know that Robin Leonard can get spun around like a top if there's a lot of cross-ice passing. And so that Charlie McAvoy to Marchand to Pastrnak, especially on the power play, that can open up Leonard and get him over-sliding and over-committing and stuff. So it's just about him staying calm and segmenting those saves and shots and Vegas getting the puck out, like literally being okay with just like, send it up in the air, like let's just do it. And just taking that option because sometimes they try to make things a little bit too complicated for themselves or want to go on one more rush. And sometimes that overextension is the one that ends up at the back of your net. And that could just be the difference.
Is this going to be one of the first few times have lineups been released? Because I know it's an early start.
I mean, yeah, it's probably the same.
This will be the first time in a long time that it's been like the same lineup for the Knights, right?
Well, kind of. It's just it's not who you will see there in a few months, hopefully. And so you're just trying to hold
one of those situations.
You're trying to keep pace because we've talked about how contentious the Pacific Division is and who's performing right now and who's performing incredibly well. Talking about the Flames, we're talking about the Kings, we're talking about, you know, the Edmonton Oilers. You had Koskinen, their netminder, who's generally awful. He's had two shutouts in the last week. And so it's about getting hot and maintaining when you can. And the Golden Knights are staring across the way at Erik Haulund, at Tomas Nosek, who is a name that they would usually rely upon in games like this where their big stars are missing. So it's going to take everybody, and it's going to take everybody up and down the lineup tonight because it's just a very well-balanced attack for the Boston Bruins armed with a lot of experience. And so it's going to be a tough test, but a worthy one, and hopefully a cup preview. That's what I always say when it's against the teams that we only see twice per year.
Right. Well, hopefully, I don't want Boston to have sports success.
No, Boston sucks. Nobody wants to be there. Nobody wants to go there.
We haven't talked about them either.
I know. What do you mean?
You know who?
Who?
From that part of town.
Who?
From that area.
I don't.
We can't mention them.
Okay.
What is Game of Thrones? He shall not be named.
That's Voldemort. That's Harry Potter.
Oh, same magic.
Voldemort. I don't care. Tom Marvolo, Riddle. Don't give an F. You come down here with your damn wand, and we'll snap it right in half. We won't even call Ollivanders to fix it.
Hey,
to give some stuff away.
The North remembers.
Yeah, you're merging big time things that don't belong together, but that's okay. That's okay. Up next, you're probably going to add Robert Pattinson into this thing too, because he has
Wait.
This movie coming out this week, and it's like, yeah.
I am Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
Lindsay, hold on. Before we give up these tickets,
yeah.
Can we, as a goalie, we haven't talked about it. I have the audio ready.
Oh, you're right.
Lindsay.
Yes, you're so right.
I'm here for you.
I can't believe I forgot. You were a gem. Because last night we had one of those rare, super rare occurrences. We had a goalie goal in the AHL last night. Not just a goalie goal. This guy didn't have enough clout in his game last night because he also had to turn in a 50-seamer in an unbelievable performance.
So he stopped 50 pucks
Correct.
From going through the net.
Yes.
All right. So this audio courtesy. Oh, my God. We're talking AHL, baby. Courtesy of AHL TV and Andy Zilch.
Mon Lucas Dostal. Send it.
Sometimes you have to click buttons.
Here
properly.
Come the Eagles again. Puck dumped in. Dostal going for it. And empty net mid. He scores. Lucas Dostal. Are you kidding me? Not only does he make 50 saves, but he shoots and scores.
Just
you have got to be kidding me.
You know what I do?
AHL Player of the Week gets it done.
You love to see it.
Player of the Week, 50 piece and a goal. You know what I do? Take my stuff off and I quit. There's no surpassing that. There's no surpassing that type of performance. A 50 piece and a goal on the coattails of Player of the Week. Congratulations to Lucas Dostal. We don't even care that you are in the Sharks system. You are in the Ducks system.
Those San
we
Diego
fly
goals.
Together, quack, quack.
Yeah, those goals
those
are those.
Ducks are going to be flying in with Oregon, along with all those other teams associated with the Pac-12, the 2022 Pac-12 men's basketball tournament. We are giving away a four-pack of tournament passes, not just one game, all of the tournament leading up to the championship game. Call 702-733-5968. Caller number 10. Right now, you can win these tickets, 702-733-5968. Best of luck to everybody involved, but mostly the Ducks. We got to get into the getting to know parts that don't include you, Adrian.
Can we have a production meeting on air?
Right now?
So, yeah, let's do it right now.
I was just going to send us to break. But
hold on.
Like, okay.
Okay, so four names for the segment. All right. Rapid Fire.
Okay.
On Trial with Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Split Second Decisions with Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Uncomfortable Love Seat.
We're going to go with that fourth option for now. And we'll continue to workshop this because this is ultimately a work of art and never truly done. 1140 The Bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.